Joining us on the line this morning, 12th Legislative District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Well, nice to have you. Did you have a chance to spend Thanksgiving here in North Central Washington?
Yes, we did. Our family enjoyed a lot of fun together, and I enjoyed a lot of pie. And so I overindulge, but, you know, that's what the holidays are for, right?
There you have it. Let's talk about redistricting. This has been kind of a hot topic item as it relates to the district. They didn't get the plan done on time. It's going to be decided by the state Supreme Court. What's this going to look like, do you think?
Well, it's anybody's guess, you know, but it's really uncharted territory for the state's redistricting process. We have this process in our state constitution based on the federal census data, where every 10 years there's a bipartisan and independent redistricting commission comprised of two Republicans and two Democrats, and they redraw the lines to rebalance the map so that every federal congressional member and every state legislator is representing the same number of people and everything. But this year they did not meet their deadline. After the fact, they kind of put out what they say is something they agreed upon. But by law, this process is now transferred to the jurisdiction of the Washington State Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And they now have, as Supreme Court justices, until April 30th to finalize the maps. And we think they could do either a few things. They can either start the process all over again, collect public comment, repropose boundary lines. They could adopt basically what the redistricting commissioners say they agreed upon late, or they can do something in between, which is make some modest adjustments, change some things, you know, fix some problem areas. And honestly, that's what I think is more likely to happen. And unfortunately for the 12th Legislative District, the way that they proposed the maps, even though it was late and it was after the fact and they missed their deadline, what the Redistricting Commission did ultimately release, if the state Supreme Court were to approve that, would be really bad for the 12th District.
Hmm. And when you say bad, in what regard?
Well, currently the 12th District is currently and historically has always been a North Central Washington-based district. Chelan County, Douglas County, part of Okanagan County, you know, your listeners up there in the Mattow Valley. We have a long sort of history of the issues in this area. Well, because the Western Washington population had grown and the Eastern and Central Washington populations over the past 10 years were down, all the districts sort of moved around, and the 12th district is proposed, again, and I don't know how much weight to put into this final map that they say they produce and they want the Supreme Court to consider it, but it splits up Douglas County significantly. Hmm. All of the Okanagan County and your Mattow Valley listeners would no longer be included in the 12th district. Douglas County and the Okanagan area would join Ferry, Stevens, Ponderay County. It's just a really large geographical area, and for the most part, you know, in North Central Washington, we have shared interests, and basically what's being proposed would really be really complicated and difficult to serve, because in addition to a portion of East Wenatchee and Chelan County, the proposed district would include a portion of King County and a portion of Snohomish County over the Cascade Mountains, which I think would be difficult for both legislators and their constituents to access each other over the next 10 years. And one of the things that's the most troubling for me as well, in addition to losing potentially the Okanagan County constituents that we have a long history with, understanding their natural resource issues, but also it splits up Chelan and Douglas County. And Chelan and Douglas County has been built for several years on a cross-county partnership. The Chelan-Douglas Regional Port Authority, the Chelan-Douglas Health District, the Chelan-Douglas Land Trust, the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council, Link Transit, Wenatchee Valley College, I mean, all these things serve the two-county area. And when you really drill down and look at the map that the redistricting commissioners kind of hastily put together and approved, it's really bad for the 12th district, because it splits up all those areas. And I think over time it could result in less funding to our area and less of a unified message and kind of compromise some of these long and proud cooperative arrangements that we've had between organizations. So I think it's really bad, and I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will rectify the situation for the 12th. The 12th district is one problem area with splitting Chelan and Douglas counties out. Another problem area is the city of Aberdeen, which is a coastal community, and the redistricting commission basically split it right up the middle. And there is a tenet in the law of redistricting to keep communities of interest together. And that's what Chelan and Douglas County, you know, is, as well as, you know, Aberdeen. And then in Yakima, in the Yakima Legislative District, there is ongoing dispute about compliance with the Federal Voting Rights Act, related to having a majority minority district in the Yakima area with the Latino population there. So I honestly think the Supreme Court's going to take a look at that. And when they make adjustments to that, it will have ripple effects throughout central Washington and eastern Washington. And hopefully the 12th district will get resolved as well, along with any other problem areas. But they have until April 30th, 2022 to approve this, which going to be an interesting process if it really goes that late.
Yeah. Well, we'll hope that common sense prevails in that process with those judges.
Absolutely.
We're just a little more than a month away, Senator, from the next legislative session. Can you give us a sneak peek before we run out of time?
Yeah, so it starts January 10th. It's going to be a short session this year. Our state alternates between longer sessions when we develop the two-year budget and shorter sessions when we're in between the budget cycle, and that's what we are this year. So I think modest adjustments to the existing two-year budgets will meet for 60 days. It's an interesting process, though. It's a little better than last year. We are still doing, in the Senate anyway, committee meetings and constituent meetings virtually over Zoom. But then when we debate in the Senate floor, that's going to be in person. So it is going to be a hybrid approach, whereas it's an improvement over last year, which was primarily all virtual. This year will be in person for the floor debates, and then the rest will be virtual. So I'll be doing a lot of back and forth, but it starts January 10th, and look forward to being on making community connections each week, every Tuesday morning during the session, beginning January 11th. I think that'll be the first Tuesday that we'll be on, and those will go for a couple months. And it should be fast-paced, but hopefully a good session.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time, Senator. Always good to catch up to you. And we'll look forward to those updates as we go through that session.
Sounds great, Jeff. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Senator Brad Hawkins with the 12th Legislative District.